T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Monday morning, 30 degrees. Gasoline prices continue to rise throughout the United States. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg tells us how much.
The average price of gasoline, regular grade, is $2.64. It's up 14 cents over the past 2 weeks. It is 44 cents higher than it was back on November 20, and it's the highest price since mid-January of last year.
Lundberg says gas prices will likely continue to rise as crude oil costs remain high.
A Wichita man who shot a woman after finding several people inside a home he was trying to sell has been sentenced to probation.
Christopher Meese was sentenced recently to 2 years of probation and ordered to pay $44,000 restitution in connection with the October 2019 shooting. Meese pleaded guilty to several misdemeanors after prosecutors dismissed several felony aggravated battery charges. Meese had reported 4 burglaries at the home in the days before the shooting. When he went to check on the home on October 29th of 2019, Meese told police he saw 2 men and 1 woman running before he fired a shot and struck the woman. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
David Inkelar, president of Wichita's Fraternal Order of Police, tells KNSS News the city has given the police department a date for officers to receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
All we're being told is that it'll happen in phase 2, but they won't tell us the timeline when this will occur. They won't tell us when it'll happen. We're not even on the schedule for phase 2. We're in phase 2, but we're not on the schedule, and we don't have a timeline of when this will occur.
David Inkelar was a guest on the John Whitford Show Sunday night on KNSS.
The head of one of America's largest teachers unions says more should be done to prioritize teacher vaccinations as part of reopening schools.
Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers, says her organization is not against restarting in-person education. She said on NBC's Meet the Press that what teachers want is the testing and measures that others have used.
If the NFL could figure out how to do this in terms of testing and the protocols, if schools are that important, let's do it. And my members want it. They just want to be safe.
Weingarten singles out cities such as Washington, D.C. and New York and states like West Virginia and Ohio for putting teachers and school staff as priorities for vaccines. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A United Airlines plane engine failed, dropping parts all over Colorado. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
No one was injured, but there was some significant damage on the ground and some terrifying moments in the sky. Fortunately, the flight crew was able to land the plane safely. Take a listen to the Mayday call.
28, heavy, we experienced an engine failure. Need a turn. Mayday, Mayday, United 28. 328 heavy, Mayday, Mayday aircraft.
328 heavy, say again, please, we need all that again.
Denver departure, United 328 heavy, Mayday aircraft, just experienced an engine failure, need a turn immediately.
Yeah, 328 heavy, left or right turn?
Left turn.
One of the jet's engines exploded yesterday shortly after the Hawaii-bound flight took off from Denver, causing the outer casing to disintegrate. It's unclear what caused the right engine to malfunction.
The flight again headed for Hawaii. KNSS News Time, 6:34. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. In just 1 week's time, we've gone from one extreme to the other, to brutally cold to almost spring-like. And that weather is going to continue for the next couple of days. Sunshine and breezy, around 61 for the high this afternoon. With a clear sky tonight, our low in the low 30s, then windy on Tuesday with a high 68. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, west wind at 9 miles per hour and 30 degrees. 6:34 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Monday, February 22nd, on this date in 1732, the first president of the United States, George Washington, was born in Westmoreland County in the Virginia colony. So it is George Washington's birthday. Lincoln's on the 12th, Washington's on the 22nd, and somewhere in between they get us a Monday off, or many of us get a Monday off for President's Day. This is George Washington's birthday. Have you been to Mount Vernon?
Yes, I have.
I have, too. Well, I was about 13, 14 years old.
I'm glad I went.
Oh, me too. It's a very interesting place and a lot of history there. Not, how old is that? About 20 miles upriver from Washington?
Yeah, it's up the Potomac.
Yeah, up the Potomac.
A little bit.
The federal aviation regulators have ordered United Airlines to step up inspections of all Boeing 777s with a type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over Denver Saturday. You heard our Fox report there a moment ago.
Scary.
United says it is temporarily removing those aircraft from service. The announcements come a day after that Flight 328 had to make an emergency landing at Denver. That engine blew apart. I've just been watching some video out of the corner of my eye on TV. They had video while I was there, and that thing was burning up. Wow.
Ugh, man. 231
passengers, 10 crew landed safely. Nobody aboard or on the ground was reported hurt.
That's great news.
They also had some video of the parts just hitting the the street. Falling out of the sky. United currently has 24 of the 777s in service, so let's get them inspected to make sure. Well, try to make sure that doesn't happen again. That's pretty scary stuff right there. You know what wild bears proverbially, you know what wild bears do in the woods?
Well, I have a guess.
Yeah, but when a woman went to an outhouse to take care of similar business, she was attacked by a bear.
Ooh.
Shannon Stevens says as soon as she sat on the toilet, something bit her rear end.
Oh, whoa!
Her brother rushed to the outhouse after hearing his sister's screams. When he peeked into the toilet, there was a bear face just right there at the level of the toilet seat.
That's not what you want to
see.
That
is unbearable.
No.
Oh, man. A daylight inspection turned up bear tracks, including some leading to the side of the outhouse. As for the bite, Stephen says while the nip drew blood, it wasn't super bad.
Okay, good.
She also says she will look twice between sitting down. Next time, she's going to sit down in an outhouse.
Woo.
Well, an outhouse, if you've ever been in one, not the most pleasant place in the world. It's what we had to do in the days before we had the modern plumbing.
Gosh.
There's some of them probably still out there in operation, I'm
Those
sure.
bears on the Charmin commercials don't bite you.
No.
They seem pretty nice.
Yogi in the cartoons never bit anybody.
No.
He was always sweet and nice, but I don't know why when... How would one get into an outhouse, though? Those are, you know, that's a big hole dug into the ground, and that's it dug its way in somehow. That's an interesting story. You always want to, whenever you go in an outhouse, you always want to look down just to make sure everything's okay. And when you do, it'll make you sick to your stomach, and you want to leave immediately. We have Senator Bob Dole, as you heard us last week, we were talking about it, and that Senator Dole has... Stage 4 lung cancer, and he's 97 years old, and today he begins treatment for that. I don't know much about it, this kind of thing. I don't know how aggressive they're going to be, what's appropriate, but, you know, this is that's what Rush died of, Rush Limbaugh, lung cancer. I think, if I recall, my grandfather, Goldie Smith, died of lung cancer, but it was very late in his life. He was in his 90s when that happened, so. Bob Dole, we wish him the best as he starts to go into the cancer treatment. One of my favorite folks from Kansas of all time.
Of course. Legend.
All our best.
Living legend.
All right, it's 6:38 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Cash cattle trade last week was at mostly $114 area. Box beef prices continued higher last week, but the movement was on the slow side. Friday, the cattle complex closed positive. Live cattle had mostly inside trading session while the feeders traded near or above Thursday's highs. Now, Friday's cattle and feed report was negative with on-feed and placement higher than what the top end of estimates were. Likely, we will see a lower opening this morning in the cattle complex. Lean hogs traded and closed two-sided with some deferred contracts making new contract highs. On the close, April live cattle Friday were 75 cents higher at 123.67. March feeders 92 cents higher at 139.12. And April lean hogs 42 lower at 84.50. Now, despite the price bullish news Friday from the USDA Outlook Forum, the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans were not able to hold their session highs Friday. And we did see last week the March Casey wheat gained 15 cents, March corn gained 4 cents, and March soybeans gained 5 cents for the week. At the moment, we are trading mixed, and we've came off the highs of the session. May Casey wheat's 4 1/4 higher at 642 1/2. May corn 4 1/4 higher at 546, and May soybeans down a penny at 1379. April crude oil is 54 cents higher at 5980. April gold's up $16 at 1793.40. The March S&P's 31 points lower at 3872. March dollar index is down 9 cents at 9027. And March Dow Jones futures 181 points lower at 31250. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, the weather's a little more pleasant than it was last week at this time, wouldn't you say?
A big change.
Big change. Everything melted over there in Augusta? All the streets and the snow gone, pretty much, you think?
There's very little left.
Yeah. Well, last evening, my wife told me yesterday she has she's kind of had a back problem in the last couple of days. She had a little injured her back, and she was not doing too well yesterday. She says, "You're in charge of the evening meal." So I went over and got me a couple of KC strips and, did a number last night. And I'll tell you what, they were tasty, no doubt about it.
I could have guessed that's what you done.
Yeah, she put her in a lot better mood when she didn't have to cook, and she could just eat herself a KC strip and a baked potato, huh?
That's right. Beef puts a smile on your face and makes your tummy feel good.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Is that your slogan? Okay. All right. Well, it looks like we're going to have a little more spring-like weather this week. See what happens. And at least that sun comes out. It does improve your attitude a little bit, doesn't it?
Boy, it makes a lot of difference, Steve.
It does. All right. Thank you, sir.
Talking about being 68 tomorrow?
Yeah. Wow.
What?
Wow. I'll have to dig out our swing suits, our trunks. Yeah.
It's getting that time.
It sure is. All right, thank you, sir. The Mondays with the Mayor coming up here in about an hour from now. We'll be talking with Mayor Brandon Whipple. That's coming up at 6, make that 7:35 this morning here with Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker on the way. Back to native and proud.
Be careful. Vaccinated.
Vaccinated.
Vaccinated and proud.
Vaccinated. Okay, vaccinated and proud. Don Grant, the Money Tracker coming up, 6:41, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.